And Eric, I thought we would continue by making you feel very much at home. We have a can here of Riga Sprats.
Yeah.
Now, my wife loves these because they don't have, I guess you could say, a really fish type of smell. They're like sardines, but I've been heard that there's kind of like a battle or a war with Riga Sprats, isn't there?
I haven't heard.
No.
Maybe I'm too artistic person that I don't care of the politics and what else, but I love them very much.
You love them.
Once a week in the morning, I have these.
And they are good. They are really very tasty, but they don't have that fish smell, I guess, like you would say, like some.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was just our way of saying welcome, and we wanted to make you feel at home.
Thank you.
And there are some stores here that do sell them. So, we're going to continue now with talking about serious topics like contemporary music. I thought we would talk briefly, though, about contemporary music in Latvia and radio in Latvia. I see you're looking at that can. First of all, is contemporary music well supported, Eric, in your country? Generally by the public, and how does Latvia support the works of living
because
composers?
Of financial crisis that we have had for 2-3 years now, the budget for the culture events has been cut.
Right.
Not for 100%, but at least 50-60%.
And that's a big percentage, of course.
Yes, and for example, there is a Culture Capital Foundation in Latvia, mm-hmm. where artists can apply for financial support for their projects.
Yeah.
And yes,
kind of like grants are here, I guess.
Yeah, and if there would all, let's 20 composers would apply, then almost every received its grant.
Yeah,
but now it's changed and it's really down now.
Yeah. Well, how about now living? We've talked now that we're going to go to radio in a second. But what about schools, education? Do students play instruments? Is there a big, you know, in the schools?
Before we talk about the schools, I wanted to mention that in Latvia, every composer has a daily job. Is it like working in radio station or writing articles as a music critic,
mm-hmm.
or teaching just in like children's school?
It's like here in America, really.
Okay.
Because most, in fact, very few composers can make their living on their music here. And also, you also find, which is really sad sometimes, but people do it because there's nothing wrong with it. People do have other professions. Is that composers are working in fields other than music, too, to make a living, which, of course, there's nothing. I say there's nothing wrong with that. I feel it enhances one sometimes. You know,
but I believe that composers very often have a fight inside their souls. For mm-hmm. example, me... the deadline is coming to finish the new piece, and I'm running out of time. But I wake up in the morning and I have my breakfast, and then I go to tram and go to the center, where is my daily job, state choir.
Yeah.
But I'm full of energy and emotion to work on my composition, and there is this fight.
You're battling with yourself.
Yes.
What to do? That's, I agree. Up the same way.
And yes. I'm so glad that in October this year it will change and I will become freelancer composer.
Oh, that's great. So we'll talk about.
I will
some of the
devote
up,
all
yeah.
my time, 100%
to writing.
Yeah, just composing.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
About the music schools.
Yeah, let's
music
go
education.
To that. Yeah, right.
So
right.
I worked for 5 years in ordinary high school in mm-hmm. Riga, teaching children music and also leading children choir for 5 years. We have 2 music lessons per week for primary school classes. But then in high school, we don't have music at all. Or it depends on high school, 1 lesson per week. But we have choirs boys' choir, girls' choir, then the mixed choir in a high school. And what is good now that more and more schools are having their small orchestras. For whole Latvia school society, it's like 5 orchestras now. In the States, every high school, I believe, has their orchestra.
Well, they do, but sometimes it's very small. Orchestra, it depends which school one goes to.
But I think because of these orchestras, you know, I was like 10 years ago in Dallas, and I attended a sports game between 2 schools. And when there was a pause in the game, then both orchestras were marching on the sports field. So, and I was amazed that, and I was told that, yes, you have so many musical groups in the schools. And I think that's very important.
Basically, what we have here, I think, we have orchestras, but I think when the schools, what we have is what we call them is marching bands, with the winds and the brass and that. That is a big deal here, but especially when you have the schools, and many of them do, there's a big involvement with athletics and football and soccer and all the things here. But the marching bands are a very big deal here in many of the high schools, and a lot of them do have orchestras as well, and they do have choirs. So
In Latvia, in ordinary high schools, we don't teach instruments. If children learn instruments, they learn it in children music school. That's another school. Mm-hmm. So, but I admire the orchestras of the States. Yeah. They are so good.
Yeah, many of them
are the best.
Many of them are, and they have competitions.
Yeah. And I believe that's because of children. They learn to play instruments from the.
They do. A lot of them childhood. Do. A lot of them do. A lot of them do. Let's go now to a little bit to radio and support of radio in this country, in Latvia. How much does radio support living composers in Latvia?
We have national radio.
Yeah.
And which has 3 programs. And one of them is called Classical Program. 24 hours a day, all the time. And they are very interested in performing a Latvian composer, and especially the contemporary.
Oh, wow. Music. So that's a nice, that's very different than here, where you have things on the internet supporting that, but there are very few stations. I mean, I'm on the FM, I'm on the internet also, but I'm on FM and there are very few shows like this that you can listen to and put out in your car radio, you know, like this.
Yeah.
So there is support. That's great. Well, let's go on now and I want to go to another piece of yours. We will listen to your Legend of the Walled-In Woman. Now, this work, along with Passion and Resurrection, received the Latvian Great Music Award of 2005. It quotes a very old Albanian folk song. Why don't you just briefly tell us about the legend and describe the song, and we'll hear the piece.
Yeah, I found a legend in a cast. It should be that the legend comes from the Shkodra Castle, in Albania, where the legend is that 3 brothers started to build a castle to protect their families, their village from the invaders.
Right.
But mysteriously, every morning they wake up, they found that the castle, the old work they did yesterday, it has been destroyed.
Right.
So, and then their mother had a dream that they should do a sacrifice. And the brothers said, okay, we will wall in one of our wives, but the decision, which one will be the wife that will bring us food to the castle next day. So, and the oldest brothers said to their wives, "You don't come tomorrow to the castle."
Uh-huh.
But the youngest didn't tell his wife anything. So the youngest.
Well, yeah. So let's listen to this piece. And then after we hear this work, Eric, we're going to go to some of your orchestral music, which will be very exciting. So anyway, in our performance, we hear the Latvian Radio Choir conducted by
Sigvards Kļava.
Okay. And we hear now Legend in the Walled-In Woman by my guest, Eriks Eschenvalds.
Oh.
Music by my guest, Eriks Eschenvalds, and you were listening to The Legend of the Walled-In Woman. That work, along with Passion and Resurrection, which we heard earlier, both received the Latvian Great Music Award of 2005. In our performance, we heard the
Latvian Radio Choir and conductor Sigvards Kļava.
Very good. Thank you very much for your assistance.
You're welcome. We will
be right back with more with my guest Eriks Eschenvalds. We'll actually be listening to a pair of orchestral pieces by him, so do stay tuned.
Okay, grab another cup of coffee, the Sunday paper, then plop down in your favorite chair.
Old rockin' chair, get it!
We'll bring you some of the very best in jazz music. We'll dust off some of the old classics.
My, 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 my.
And introduce some fresh interpretations as well. That's every Sunday morning beginning at 10. I'm Jeannie Becker, jazz host for Sunday Jazz. Come join us at WPRB Princeton, community-supported independent radio.
I am back with my guest, Eriks Eschenvalds, and we are going to now go, Eriks, to a pair of orchestral pieces of yours. Now, I know you are very well known and becoming more and more well known as a conductor, as a composer of choral works, but we're going to hear two orchestral pieces, and we're going to begin with Clouds, correct?
Yes. I wrote Clouds for Symphonic Orchestra. It was commissioned. But I decided to name it Clouds because there was a car accident where my brother died. Hmm. And I wrote that piece in memory of him.
Wow.
Clouds are mostly impressionism,
right,
and romanticism style.
Right.
I wanted to write warm music,
yeah,
emotional music, so...
When did you write? When did this tragic, in memory of your brother, when did this happen? When did you?
It was a couple of years ago, like 5-6 years ago. So.
Yeah. Wow. So we're going to hear this piece right now. We hear Clouds by my guest, Eriks Eschenvalds. This is an orchestral work as performed by the Riga Festival Orchestra, conducted by Normunds Schne. Music by Eriks Eschenvalds.
Thank you.
very atmospheric work by my guest, Eric Eschenwalds. You are listening to Clouds in Memory of My Brother Oscar. You heard the Riga Festival Orchestra conducted by Norman Schnee. Well, we are going to stay with orchestral music and listen to a piece called Frontiers of Time. This was written in 2002. Now, when you listen to this orchestral work, you will hear more of a really avant-garde sound, I guess you could say. What are some of the techniques? And just say literally a couple of sentences about this piece before we hear it.
One thing is that with this piece, I applied in compositional masterclasses, and I was always accepted to participate in masterclasses. So, because to apply in masterclass, it's a competition.
Right.
Not all are accepted. Yeah. So, but I always send this score and I was
this
accepted.
Made it.
Yes. And when this piece was first performed, I didn't know that there was a jury in the audience sitting who, because in that concert were four Latvian composers premieres. Mm-hmm. And the jury came to the concert to decide which composer to choose to commission new opera. So, and because of this piece...
You got the opera.
Yes, they commissioned me. After the concert, they asked me for a talk, and they said, we have chosen you to commission new opera. And the opera, Joseph is a fruitful bough, was born later.
Well, just say maybe a couple of techniques that people are going to be able to hear when, you know, some of the more contemporary things.
So, a lot of... I don't know how to tell them in English. I know how we call these techniques in Latvian. So please excuse me if I will not name. But I worked on overtones.
Overtones.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, and some serialism also. So.
Yeah, well, let's hear it. This is music by my guest, Eric Eschenwalds. We listen to Frontiers of Time, and we hear the Riga Chamber Players conducted by Norman Schnee once again. You were just listening to a majority of the orchestral composition Frontiers of Time, as performed by the Riga Chamber Players, conducted by Norman Schne. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on this special Latvian edition of Classical Discoveries. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist will be posted by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions and would like to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Well, I have been joined by Erics Eschenvalds, and we'll be wrapping it up in just a few minutes. But before we do, share with us what is coming up for you in the upcoming season. Works, what are you working on? So you're going to be going to England, I've heard.
Yes, I have been offered a position, or it was a competition. Fellow commoner in creative arts in Trinity College.
Wonderful.
Cambridge University. So that position starts in October, and it will last for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have decided that starting from this October,
yes,
I will be fully devoting my time to composing. So, and I'm very, very happy of these new possibilities that Cambridge University may offer to me, starting with studio to work, entrance to the library as a free listener to interesting lectures, and very important, I think, to me is to go to observatory and to look in the skies. So I'm very open to this new possibility because I want to move on in my music and to search for new colors,
mm-hmm,
new impressions. That's so important to me.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Erics, I want to thank you so much for coming. It's been an honor to have you. And like I said when we began, after hearing your Passion and Resurrection the first time, the thought of you ever being in this studio next to me was like a dream. Thanks so much for coming, and nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Erics Eschenvalds, and we will be signing off with his version of Amazing Grace, as performed by members of Kammer. Have a wonderful day, everybody, a wonderful day tomorrow, and I will be back on Wednesday morning at 5:30 for another edition of Classical Discoveries. Remember, on Wednesdays, I'm with you from 5:30 a.m. all the way until 1 p.m. And we'll be, I guess you could say, celebrating my 14 years here on WPRB doing my program. In fact, I will be celebrating it by playing music written in the last 14 years. So we will have a very hopefully exciting program of new music this coming Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed presenting this Latvian program to you, and nothing but the best to you all. Have a great day.
wonder how many of you remember the big folk music scare of the 60s. Boy, that was close. That garbage almost caught on. You know, the other day I was sitting around and thinking, I wonder what the first music ever written in this great country of ours was. And I was certainly hoping it wasn't that fiddle and banjo crap. Lord knows we've come further than that.
To hear how much further we've come, try Music You Can't Hear on the radio. I'm John Weingart. I hope you can join me Sunday evenings from 7 until 10 for some of the best in fiddle and banjo.